You know why? I must turn up the volume.
Oh, yes.
Pump up the volume. Anyways, hey, boys and girls, welcome to the big show, the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford. It's 2:14 in the afternoon. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. And sitting across from me, of course, is the beautiful and lovely, talented DJ Carla.
What's up, Pauly?
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great.
And, of course, the most handsome guy in the world who is ready for a GQ ad is the funny man, Chris Ridgway.
What do you think of these shoes, huh? That's a pair of freaking shoes.
Are you selling those shoes?
Yeah, I changed my name to Cole Haan.
To Cole Haan?
Yes, I'm Cole Haan. Buy my shoes.
I don't know what that means. You're a fashion plate, that's
yes,
why.
Yes, my Cole Haan shoes.
I buy all my clothes at Walmart.
I once took a dump in the middle of the Walmart aisles to see if anyone would notice.
Did someone buy it?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, the little price tag came down and marked it down to 99 cents.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Black Friday.
Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. We're going to do a kind of a tribute today. For part of the show, we're going to do a tribute for all the artists that have passed in the year 2016. And it is quite a list. And a lot of good ones. We're going to do... most of the rock and roll ones, if we can. And I think that'll be a good thing. And then next week, kids, we're going to do our Christmas, what'd you call it earlier?
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. We're going to do our Christmas extravaganza next week.
We're exhuming the carcass of Bing Crosby.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be beautiful.
Uh-huh. Yes, we are. And we're going to have Johnny Mathis on as a special guest, believe it or not.
Chances are he may or may not show up.
That's right, chances are. And by the way, next Friday for our Christmas extravaganza, we're all going to wear ugly Christmas shirt sweaters,
great.
If you have one, and Santa hats, okay? And we're going to make sure we post that all over the Facebooks.
Do you want me, like I said, do you want me to go back to 1987 and pull out one of my sweaters from then?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Get in the time machine and do that. It's 14 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Boston.
It's warming up.
And it is warm. Actually, it was 3 degrees earlier when I woke up. I was like, oh my God. I couldn't even get out of bed.
It was a rough morning.
Anyways, so what we're going to do, Chris, I'll play a song. We'll come back, and then you can give the list, of all the artists that died. And then we'll go from there, and we'll spin the wheel as well, because the whole show is not going to be about that. But we'll play some songs by the artists that have passed in the year 2016. Okay?
Very good.
Sounds good. All right, kids. You want to take us out, Chris?
Sure. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
What? What did you say?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
What? Now listen.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to interject really quick here.
I was actually reading when you threw that to me, so I wasn't paying attention. I may have said that you're listening to the... Sports Huddle with Eddie Andelman on WEEI.
I just want to say, you don't have to put a radio voice on,
What do you mean? This is my real voice. Hey, kids, we're playing the wacky hits from way back.
Uh-huh. Carla, you have anything else to say?
Nope. Once again, I'm just kind of taking it all in over here.
All right, well, it's early for you.
Feel free to give it back to us.
Trust me.
We need it.
Within a couple weeks, I'd say the first of the year, she'll be interjecting us.
Oh, I think by 2:35.
Maybe. Let's hope. All right, kids. We'll be right back. A little Zeppelin to soothe your aching heart.
Spend my days with a woman unkind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. My chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight ahead. Without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard. Thank you.
All right. Little Pearl Jam, I got Ed.
It's midget Pearl Jam. It's a 311 Eddie Vedder, not a full.
And before
of
course, was the lovely Going to California, which by Led Zeppelin, which I used to play when I was moving to Led Zeppelin. I was moving to Led Zeppelin. I was moving to California.
Really?
You remember? I used to play that all the time.
You played in Zeppelin?
I did. I was the dancer like the Mighty Mighty Boston's have.
Backup.
So I just danced to Zeppelin.
It must have been awesome during the 4-hour version of Dazed and Confused.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, I had flowers in my hair and moccasins.
You wacko.
Oh, I know.
Authorities will be
somebody
here soon.
Has to be. Anyways, welcome back to the big show, boys and girls. 228 here. If you guys want to call in, the number here, well, it's the local number, is 781-350-3264. But the worldwide number is 855-915-9636. So if you're in Tokyo, Australia, England, Ireland,
Stoneham.
You can get in touch with us at any of those. And if you want to be part of the
Very exotic Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Here they have Komodo dragons up there. Is that true?
We have all kinds of cool stuff up there.
Salem's awesome. I lived there for a while.
I got married in Salem.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
It's now Turner's. It was the Lyceum.
Lyceum. Oh,
nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Very haunted. Mm. Me and Chris did a walkthrough one time, yeah.
Yeah.
We experienced a few things.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep, before his wedding.
Yeah, and then we put sheets over ourselves and cut out the eyes like it was Charlie Brown's Halloween. And
that's how we got married.
We want free food. Give us your pot stickers.
I got a good story before you start the shout-outs. Me and Chris, I was his best man. So we're walking up, and he had his phone.
He was on Craigslist, by the way. That's how that happened.
And his phone was in his breast pocket of his tuxedo. And we were walking down towards I don't know, the priest, whatever you want to call him.
The officiant.
The officiant. And his phone starts going off. And his ringtone was, "Beck, I'm a loser."
Oh, my God.
And it's like wicked loud. And everybody is nice. Already there. "I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?" I'm going, "Chris!" I'm hitting him in the chest.
He's always hitting me.
Wow.
I'm like, "You couldn't shut it off for your wedding?"
I didn't know.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Telemarketers. Seriously, it's a telemarketer.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
Well, who's called me? Everybody I knew is in the room.
It was your mistress.
Oh, yeah.
Telling you to F off.
It was 20 years worth of old girlfriends on one line, on a party line.
So there was two of them?
Yes, too many. That's right.
All right, Carla. You ready to do some shout-outs?
I am.
This is Carla's only second attempt at these shout-outs, but she did a beautiful, perfect...
Yes, I was listening.
...stand-up job on the first one, so not to put any pressure on you, so...
No pressure.
All right, so take it away, darling.
All right. So, shout-out to Jennifer Kantorzynski.
Kantorzynski.
Kantorzynski?
Yes.
Kantorzynski.
Yes.
Is she
go.
A can?
She's a Polak.
Is she a can? Or,
but hey. She's my best friend, so...
Yeah.
All right. How about Ma and Kim at Malden Trends?
Yeah. Love you, Ma. Love
Billy
you,
Roderick. Dave Struff.
Who was actually was the demi DJ who was doing the sound at my wedding. And we'll be calling in shortly with some sort of goofiness.
Okay.
Cool. All right. How about Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands?
Brigands. Yes.
Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
Yes.
Yes. Located on beautiful New Salem.
New Salem. It's nice. My sister's diner.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Christine Atwell. Michael Bobo.
Bobo.
Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel.
Yes. Who will be on tonight from 10 to 12 playing the baby making music.
Nice.
As he always does. He's the man.
Nice. He's bringing the sexy back, they say.
Yes.
All right. Michelle Langley Kaplis. Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve.
Old School.
Leah Hall.
Yeah, Leah.
Eddie Riley. Matt Fisher. Danny Martinetti and Steph Candoni.
Yes, from the lounge on Thursday nights from 8 to 10.
Nice.
And thank you for leaving a semi-clean studio.
That's right. Usually there's cigar butts and bathrobes and lotions everywhere.
Yeah.
Carcasses. They trash the place, do they?
No, they don't.
All right, Captain Wayno Friedman.
Wayno, we haven't heard from you in a month.
Where you been?
I know.
All right, Kenny Melanson. Mark Marchese. Seth
Black. He's Marchese.
Is it Mark? How do you say it?
Marchese.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to have to show me pronunciation here. All right, how about Seth Black?
You know what? If their stupid names don't look like the way they're spelled, F them. That's not your problems. That's theirs. Let us spell your names, you Dean Ozzles.
Alrighty then. How about Danny Rosen?
So that's Rosencrantz.
Rosencrantz.
No, I made that up.
Charlie Driver and Carl the Bus Driver.
They're cousins.
All right. How about Joe Breezy Hyde?
The Breeze.
The Breeze.
Hopefully he's calling. I texted him early. He's our weather man. He hasn't called in a couple weeks.
Could you ask him to warm things up a bit?
Well, he likes to go home and go to sleep at noon.
Nice. He's like a real weatherman.
All right, Lisa Neville Ambler.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Hussey. Karen Whitman.
Part of the Sampler family. If you care, this holiday season, send a Karen Whitman sampler to the ones you love.
She's the heiress to the Whitman family.
Ooh. Yeah. So we got the Home Depot and the Whitman sampler.
Harris, yeah.
Jeez, we got the richest audience in the nation.
That's funny. I've had Sandra and Doreen at Sandra's Network in Puberty.
Right.
Phil Fleming. Dorothy Abruzzi-Hebert.
Yes.
All right.
Very nice.
Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan. Jim and the kids on the Heroes yellow bus.
Of the Canavan family. Oh, that's Caravan, never mind.
Oh, here's that name again. Marcine Cantor-Rosinski.
Yes!
Very nice. You nailed it.
Lisa Marie Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Frankie Imbergamo.
The mustache. Frankie,
the mustache of Evan. Hey, Frankie, if you're listening, can you give me a call? Because we want to ask you something about next week.
Yeah.
What's up, mustache?
Tom Selleck ain't got none of you.
That would be a great t-shirt. What's up, mustache?
It's from Impractical That's Jokers.
That's it. It's from Impractical
oh,
Jokers.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, Q used to always say that. What's up, mustache?
It's so funny. Love that show.
Me too.
All right, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow.
Yes.
Big Jack and Janice.
Big Jack. My
Cab
brother.
Number 19, Chet.
Chet.
Cab number 54, Cookie.
Cookie Monster.
Christine Fantasia.
She's fantastic.
Buddy Nicole and Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Bob and Gigi Messina.
Yes.
Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon.
Yes, Rhiannon, my niece.
Isn't it Jen's birthday?
It's Jen's birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jen.
And Eddie want me to say hi to Vinny's Pizza. And it's Jen's birthday.
Where is Vinny's Pizza located?
It's right on Salem Street. Almost across from the old 7-Eleven or whatever it is now.
Oh, yeah. The place we great accidentally pizza. Robbed once.
Yes, great pizza. Yeah,
exactly. No, the 7-Eleven, not the
yeah,
pizza
I know
place.
What you meant.
Yeah.
All right, Christine Papillardo.
Do you know if you eat in a store, it's technically stealing?
What?
I guess. If you're like a little drunk or high and you eat in the store.
So what are you walking around the grocery stores just eating whatever you see?
Well, it's a 7-Eleven.
All the fruits and, yeah. Are you actually opening packs of meat? And
I see people in Market Basket eating all the time. I always wonder how they...
Who knew?
Yeah.
I thought it was sampling. What's the difference? You have the ladies with the trays giving samples.
Yeah, that's in BJ's and Costco's. There's no sampling in Market Basket. What's the matter with you?
Apparently they're
helping with their marketing.
They take it upon themselves to sample.
Yeah. I'm helping with the marketing of their products.
Oh, are you helping?
Yes,
I'm helping. How are you helping?
Brand awareness.
Are you going out and telling people about the grapes that they have at Market Basket?
What?
No, you don't shop at Market Basket, fancy schmancy. He shops at Whole Foods. Oh, excuse us.
Hard enough.
Yes.
All right.
I wear Cole Haan shoes and I shop at Market.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
he wears loafers in a cardigan. What is it called?
Cardigan.
Cardigan.
Cardigan. I'm Italian. We don't wear cardigans.
Yeah.
Italian men don't wear cardigans.
What do they wear?
Tank tops.
No.
Oh, my God.
With big gold crosses around the neck.
I'm only half Italian. I don't wear the gold cross, just the tank top.
All right, don't be hating on the Italians.
Oh, I'm Italian.
I'm kidding.
I'm the only Irish guy here. Ganged up on. I'll fight both of you, though.
Oh, Jesus. There we go. Well, I got an Italian on my next shout-out. Christina Pappalardo.
Yes. Hey!
The Paps.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
Yes.
Mark Gayhart.
Cummings in a Papalado.
Oh. We got Amy DiDomenico.
Oh, that's not Italian.
No, you see, I can pronounce all the Italian names really well. So. John.
Oh, she owns DiDomenico's down on the North End. I ate there once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you pay?
No.
You see? It's called sampling.
All right, John Abby Buckley.
Abbas.
Abbas, all right.
Like an acabus. Abacus.
Okay.
Abacus, like Jeunesse.
How about Brian Scario? Adam McLean.
You know what I'm talking about, Chris.
Yeah.
Abacus. Genesis.
I was going to say something really obscene. I know you are. Kicked off the radio.
That's why I just keep moving on. We'll go to Bonnie Tomashi.
Bonnie Tomashi.
Elaine Ivory Allen. Gail Bracken. Russ LeBlanc.
No. Fill in LeBlanc. It's like match game.
I went to high school with him. He's a good dude.
Nicole Bison.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa
She's from
Sweetser?
Salem.
Is she?
Yes.
Hey, Nicole, what up? Lisa Sweetser. Debbie Delish.
You can't have the Sweetser without the Delish.
Gail Snow. Eddie McKinnon. Rocco Scally.
Hey, Rocco Scally. All the sesame seeds.
Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. Charlotte Connors. John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez.
Ramon. Razor Ramon Lopez, Machismo.
Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamarco Moquin.
Wow, you nailed that.
All right. Paul Rizzo.
Sizzle Chest.
Riz.
Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Casserly.
Who's that person?
I have no idea who that is. All right, Pam Bridge. Joanne Riddle. Chris and Pixie in the 45 bus. Dante, Jerry, and Joseph.
Dante, Jerry, and Joseph, pick up your room. My mother used to yell at me.
Danielle Santa Lucia.
Santa Lucia.
Lucia?
Depends what part of the...
Lucia sounds pretty.
It depends what part of the Bucci's from, you know?
Exactly.
You understand me.
I do.
Thank God we got a Paisan over here.
Right. And Yusufo, the Uber driver.
That's a great song. Yusufo, the Uber driver.
Yes. I had him and he said he was going to listen to us from now on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yusufo, whatever. He's from, I think, Haiti. Is that it, what I said?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I know we have a lot more live
people.
We're
getting the beep. So.
Right on.
But I think we're going to move over to the dead ones now.
Are we going to move over to the dead ones? The dead showed us?
I guess we're going to have to be really loud.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
You know what? When I die, I want a speaker in my coffin so I can still listen to the show.
Who's going to do the show? I'm not doing it. I'm retiring when you're dead.
No, you'll be dead before me.
Thank
you're
you.
Way older.
Oh, that's comforting to know.
He's 11 days older than me. So next week, we're going to do our Christmas extravaganza. And then the week after, we're going to do our birthday show.
It's going to be... Nope. I can't say the year?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be 50 years of Pauly and Chris.
That's right.
There you go. This is 100 combined.
Wow.
Kicking your butts for 100
years.
I'm
going to play all 20s music.
And this air is from what the flubbers used to dance to. And play it again, Molly. This is my skivvies are too tight and I got a rash.
Oh, I remember that one. I had all their albums. And you have to crank it?
Yeah.
All right, Christopher, do you want to do the artists that have passed in the year 2016?
Yeah, so instead of being maudlin about this, we're gonna celebrate these people's lives and what they've done as artists.
Absolutely.
Paulie, if you want to tell us what your plan is for this.
What we're going to do is, Christopher is going to just say the artists that have passed in 2016, and then what I'm going to do is probably play a few songs from the artist that fit our genre of rock and roll. That's all.
You're going to sprinkle in like Parmesan on
I'm going to sprinkle it in.
Big plate of pasta.
Like pepper. I'm going to pepper them all in.
Yeah. So, I think we want to, Paulie and I were talking about this. So we're really going to start with two artists who died in 2015 in December. So the first one, people say, who are your favorites? There's like too many great artists out there to say who your favorite is.
Yeah.
But we got a few here who are really, that upper echelon of artists.
Absolutely,
that we
I
really,
agree.
Really love, and one especially for me. So, starting off is, an artist that you hear on the Giddy Up quite a bit. It's Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots.
STP.
Who died in December 2nd of 2015. And, I think he's more legendary for his character than for his music. Is the great bassist singer for Motorhead and Lemmy Kilmister. Who passed December 28th. January 10th of 2016 was a very difficult day for me and my wife because we're huge fans. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say if this artist did not exist, I wouldn't be who I am today because...
You might not have met your wife.
Might not have because we met over our love for David Bowie.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep. Another one of those artists that I have to put there in a top shelf, singer, songwriter, guitar player. When they needed a pianist, he moved over from guitar to piano. Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
That's right.
An incredible solo artist as well. Founding member, songwriter, guitar player of Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship, Paul Kantner, 20th of January. On February 4th, we lost Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, mm-hmm. who made a significant contribution.
Absolutely.
Especially to, 70s soul music. On January 15th, a woman who went way too young, Vanity, also known as Denise Matthews, who mm-hmm. was part of Prince's Vanity 6 mm-hmm. Project.
That's right. She was in Purple Rain.
No, actually, she was replaced by Apollonia.
Oh, Apollonia. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
So what ended up is that she had a religious conversion and moved on from the whole Vanity character. The bassist for Harvey Danger, Aaron Huffman, died March 6th. Legendary producer on March 8th was Sir George Martin. And, of course, he was responsible for
the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yes.
Exactly. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's Keith Emerson, March 11th. Frank Sinatra Jr.
No, Emerson, Lake. Oh, and Palmer,
yeah,
and that's
Palmer,
right.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Frank Sinatra Jr., son of the legendary Francis Albert, on March 16th. A good Italian, he could not bear to see another St. Patrick's Day, so he died on March 16th. Fife Dog on March 22nd from a Tribe Called Quest. Dennis Davis, who was a legendary drummer, died April 6th. Dennis Davis played with David Bowie from 1975's mm-hmm. Young Americans album to 1980's Scary Monster. Then after that, he was the primary drummer for Stevie Wonder in the 80s. He took Bowie from a 4-4 rock drummer to a total jazz and soul drummer. April 6th, we also lost country legend Merle Haggard. April 21st, we were all shocked to hear the news of the Purple One, Prince, leaving us. Unfortunately, he was found in his elevator of his Paisley Park complex. April 24th, Billy Paul. If you don't know who Billy Paul is, I'm sure you know the song.
Of course we do.
Yep, Me and Mrs. Jones. got a thing going on. Billy Paul, I think, was in his 80s, so he lived a long life. Legend, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, June 3rd. On June 17th, we lost PM Don's Prince B. We lost Prince and Prince B in the same year.
Wow.
Yep.
Two princes.
Two? No, that was actually Three Princes, and that was a song.
Three Princes by, Spin Doctors.
Yeah. Marry him, marry me. Oh, is it Two Princes? I don't know. I didn't care.
No. Yeah. I don't know. It was Spin Doctors, so.
Yeah, we're not really playing that, are we?
No.
Bernie Worrell, who is a keyboardist for Parliament Funkadelic, and did a spell on the David Letterman show as the keyboard player when he first went to CBS. Oh, okay. He played with Paul Schaefer's band. Bernie Worrell also played with Keith Richards on his first solo album. Scotty Moore, the legendary guitarist in the original Elvis Presley band when Elvis was the king. James Woolley, who played with Nine Inch Nails on August 14th. He was during the peak era of Nine Inch Nails, toured with them during Downward Spiral. August 20th, we saw the loss of way too young Matt Roberts of Three Doors Down. He was the guitarist and songwriter. October 23rd, legend of the 80s, Pete Burns from Dead or Alive.
And I did do a tribute to him on when he died on our show.
That following Friday.
You know who that is?
Yeah, I do.
Yep. Pete had a very complicated life.
Yeah. He had the same hairdo as you, actually.
No one has this hair. Come on.
I did in 87.
I'm stuck in the 80s
now. No, really. My hair was probably about as long as yours was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He thought I was a chick. He tried to take me home. That's how we met.
We met arm wrestling.
At a party in 86. Yep.
Wow.
Like end of 86, like around this time of year. Pete Burns has once said, legendary singer, songwriter, poet Leonard Cohen, November 7th. Leonard, of course, a lot of folks know him for his composition, Hallelujah, which has been covered by anyone from U2.
George Harrison.
Actually, Jeff Buckley did a great cover of it. Sharon Jones, who sang with the solo singer and pretty much took over with the Dap Kings after... Amy Winehouse passed on November 18th. And just about a week ago, we lost Greg Lake, the second member of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and that was on December 12th. And of course, some non-musicians who we lost in the last week was, TV dad, Alan Thicke, what show was he on? Is it Family Matters?
Yes, Family Matters.
I think
you're
the name of it. It blanked on it. And NBA sideline reporter Craig Sager with his Technicolor jackets. So
I was going to mention that too.
Yeah,
he died young too, 67.
Yeah, he was sick for a few years, and we don't want to be sad about it. We want to celebrate what they did. Craig Sager, especially with his Technicolor jackets and his great back and forth, especially with Kevin Garnett. Him and Garnett used to get into it in live interviews. YouTube those, they're really hysterical. And once again, let's honor those people in 2016, and hopefully we don't lose as many artists as in 2017.
Right. Thank you, Christopher, and thank you, Carla, for that informative stuff. The live and dead shout-outs.
So now Carla's going to read all the people who got arrested in 2016. Carla, take it away.
We'll be here
No, it is 2:50 in the afternoon. I'm going to start with a tribute to one of our favorite artists. And, one of Chris's favorite artists as well. And why don't you take us out? Are you ready?
Thanks for listening, yes, to the Giddy Up on 91.5. WMFO.
All right. You'll get it, sweetheart.
I'm getting that.
All right. This next one goes out to a good friend.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
I'm just curious, is that profiling?
I don't know, but I tell you, I did the same research that guy did when I was in high school.